Yeah, I am. I have made the handoff. Gigi went off with the babysitter to babysit the little baby. I dropped Katie off at daycare. I am back in my car. I am headed off to work. I am driving through little surface streets in the neighborhood. I am glancing down at my phone, semi-legally trying to figure out what the traffic situation is like. Pow! Something explodes on my window, like the driver's side window. Just like explodes. I'm like, oh shit! And then from the looks of it, it was either a water balloon or a lemon. At first, my guess was lemon because it really fucking sounded like it almost dented the door, like it hit right between the door and the window. But now, like looking at the splash zone, it seems like just water. And so my immediate reaction was, oh motherfuckers. Because I know it's little kids who are out on spring break with nothing to do, throwing water balloons at cars, and that's kind of annoying. So, and it's, I thought, like, oh, I could, like, go around the block and try to scope this situation out. But, one, I would like to be to work on time. And two, I don't really know what, like, it's not going to be a good situation if I'm chasing after kids holding water balloons. Like, there's no, I feel like, I don't think I win in that situation, regardless of the outcome. Like, it's very hard to imagine a scenario where I come out looking good there. Also, it immediately brings me back to me growing up in Pennsylvania and throwing shit at cars over the summer. So, in some ways, I think this is sort of like a 30-year karma loop where there's not only, I think it's happened once before, not in this neighborhood, in a different neighborhood in Hollywood. I'm so mad at you goddamn kids. But I do totally remember doing that. And it, like, it's fun and super dangerous. I will say, had my window been open, I probably would have crashed the car because that water balloon would have pretty much landed right in part of the door. So I think it would have just sprayed my entire face while I was totally not ready for it. And, I probably would have crashed. So not safe. I do not encourage this behavior, but I understand it because I have been there. I totally remember water balloons. I've shot bottle rockets over the street before. I have thrown mud balls at cars. So I get it. I totally get it. But it is not cool. As someone who has had 30 years to think about it, let me just tell you that it is not very safe. It's not really a good idea. And I do have a friend. I actually do remember. I was in elementary school when this happened. I do have a friend who I think did get. He threw at some sort of object. I'm going to say water balloon, but it was probably mud, some other thing. But he threw at something at a car, and the guy stopped and was very angry and came out. And that my friend ran away. He escaped. But he left his bike behind, which is a stupid move, now that I think about it. And so the guy destroyed his bike. I do remember that. So you can make people very angry. You can also bring yourself into sort of dangerous situations. That guy's kind of an animal. But I can tell, you know, if you're angry and you've just been, like, had the shit scared out of you from somebody flinging something at you while you're peacefully driving in your car, I can totally, now I can relate to that guy a little bit more. But, like, also, like, I don't know. It's a little bit of a crazy reaction. But I don't remember. I can't remember if my friend ever threw shit at cars after that. And I'm not quite sure what he told his parents. He probably just told his parents that some crazy monster jumped out of his car and destroyed his bike. And probably ended up getting a new bike out of it, knowing that kid. Damn it. Anyway, that's probably most of what I know about throwing shit at cars. My PSA to you, if you are a child on spring break listening to podcasts and somehow stumbled upon my podcast, or maybe you're just on WordPress screwing around and somehow this has come up, let me just tell you, please don't throw shit at cars, particularly my car, because I don't like it. It is unsafe. It's like super, super weird coincidence. I wouldn't have pulled this reference because I literally watched this clip yesterday. For some reason, we were talking about Macaulay Culkin at work. I really honestly don't remember how this came up. But for some reason, somebody pulled up the clip from The Good Son, which is a movie about Macaulay Culkin as an evil child doing really, really bad things. And the clip we watched was of them dressing him and Elijah Wood, young little Elijah Wood, before he was Bilbo. See, Bilbo? I don't want to say the wrong thing. Anyway, I'm sure somebody can correct me on that. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Before he was a hobbit, he was with Macaulay Culkin, who was pushing him to do things that were bad. And they dressed this dummy up over a bridge that went over a highway, and they waited for some cars to come. And then Macaulay Culkin, apparently Elijah Wood did not see this coming, but Macaulay Culkin fucking shoved the dummy out into the merging safely. Sorry, I am still in the car. Shoved the dummy out into the street, and then a truck tried to swerve and miss it, and it overturned, and then people died, and crazy shit was happening. And Elijah Wood was not very happy about that situation, but Macaulay Culkin felt pretty good about it. He was thinking he was clever, and I think probably feeling the true power of his evil at that point. So don't be the good son in terms of that movie title. Don't be Macaulay Culkin, and really try not to be Elijah Wood, where you're just kind of the weasel kid next to him who doesn't have to say no, but is still going to sit there and watch people throw shit at cars. Don't do that. No good. Anyway, that fucking woke me up, I'll tell you that. I'm going to drink the rest of this coffee anyway, but I didn't need it to get through this this commute, because you throw shit at my driver's side window while I'm not expecting it. That wakes me up equally well, although not my preferred way of waking up and being ready for work, which I am now. So that is, I guess, where I'm going to go. And it looks like Friday, there's actually, I guess as a housekeeping note, because we do a lot of housekeeping here, sorry, I just had a vision of the disaster that is my house. It is very messy in there. There's no housekeeping happening. But the, it's not hypothetical, what is it? Symbolic? It's not symbolic. Why can't I think? I need somebody to throw another water balloon in my car so I can think again. Anyway, there may not be a show on Friday because I am planning to work from home. I'm going to clear this with my boss. But Katie's daycare is closed on Friday, and we've been paying a babysitter to watch Gigi while Gigi is helping out a babysitter babysitting another baby is kind of the situation. But now that, like, both of our kids will be off, and we can technically pay a babysitter to do that, but I do have a 19-year-old who has nothing to do, who is living in my house rent-free, and so it seems only fair that she would just watch them for a day. However, the reason she's not watching them all week is that she keeps a weird sleep schedule. Basically, she doesn't know how to put herself to bed, so she has, a completely screwed-up sleep schedule where who knows when she's going to be awake and when she's not going to be awake, and so I was afraid to have her watching them unsupervised for 5 days in a row because I just honestly don't know if she can stay awake between the hours of 9 and 6. But on Friday, I'm going to work from home, and I will work upstairs, and then essentially I just need kind of a conscious live body, like, seeing what's going on down there because I can't edit videos and watch the kids, but I can be in the house if there's anything needed of me, and then, you know, have some reassurance that people are being supervised properly while I also do some work. And so I was a little nervous about that because I don't want to be stressed out. I don't want to bill for a day of work and then basically be, like, begging somebody to, like, wake the F up and get out of her room so she can watch my kids so that I can do my own work. So, like, I don't like the stress of, like feeling like I may have to argue with someone in order to be able to just do the work that I need to do. excuse me. But, it does save some babysitting money, and there's really no reason why this shouldn't work. So that is the plan for Friday. So anyway, I may not enter a car, and I get to do these in the car. Almost exclusively, I do these in the car because I will not be able to talk this long uninterrupted on Friday while I'm home all day. I can pretty much guarantee you that. And I feel like a weirdo if other people can hear me. So there's that as well. So, anyway, there may not be an episode on Friday, who knows. I apologize for you listening to this much of the explain why. I feel Now I've kind of leaned back and saying, like, I don't know how interesting this was. I think it would probably have been more satisfying to just not see an episode on Friday than to get this explanation. So I apologize for that. But that is where we are. That is what is happening. The good thing, there are two exits right next to each other, because I missed the exit I actually wanted. But there's another exit about 10 feet later, and that one I made. So I am essentially, although not 100%, at work. And so I suppose I will sign off. Also, I seem to have run out of things to say. I'm just telling you things that are, like, right in front of my face. So as I pass through this green light, I will fumble for the telephone, and then I will hang up, and I will talk to you soon. Tomorrow is only Thursday, if my math is correct. So I expect to talk to you tomorrow, but Friday, maybe not. The Friday episodes are usually kind of shitty, though. Let's be honest. I'm fumbling for the phone, but we're going through an intersection. Seems like a bad idea to do this right now. And I'm hanging up. Goodbye.